Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast with your host, Chuck Anderson, and this is the show where we serve big impact entrepreneurs. That's you. People with their products and their services are looking to make a big positive impact in the world with everything that they do. And the one thing about our audience is obviously they're doing this to make money, but so much of them are doing this because it's a passion, because it's a heartfelt service that they are bringing to the world. And they also need to make money with it. A lot of times passion over profits, but along that journey, there's going to be times where you are marketing yourself, you're putting out content. And one of the things that we highly recommend that all experts have to really market themselves effectively are webinars. I have been doing webinars for 2 decades. I do multiple every single month. And today's expert helps people to put together their webinars and all of the questions that come along with that process, which we're going to do a deep dive in today. So my guest is Nairi Roos, all the way from Australia, and this is the work that she does. So Nairi, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Thank you for inviting me and having me here today.
Yeah, and it's never an easy process. We always meet such great experts, and just to have your schedules align and everything like that to really make a show like this happen. I'm very grateful for your time and that you're here today. So, well, let's dive in, shall we? Let's tell everybody a little bit more about you. Tell everyone a little bit more about you, the work that you do, and maybe even how that led you to what you're doing now and helping people with their web.
Sure, no worries. Well, as Chuck said, my name's Nairi Roos, and I'm a co-founder of a digital marketing agency on the east coast of Australia called Explosion Marketing. And I've created what I call a conversion accelerator model, which really is a marketing system that helps coaches, consultants, and service professionals attract a steady stream of high quality inbound client inquiries without chasing or cold outreach, without that necessary, you know, spend on Facebook and ads and things like that. And I work with business owners all over the globe, helping them simplify their marketing and scale their offers using proven and evergreen systems. And these are the same systems that we've developed and used in our marketing agency and still do today. And one of the key areas I really focus on and I love working with clients on is webinars and lead generation and all the content creation that goes around that. So how did I get to this? Well, around about 2007, 2008, before that, I was working in executive leadership in the corporate world and managing large teams and multi-million dollar operations. So what I bring to the table is a very strategic, no-fluff, real-world approach to the work that I do today. And I'm also a big advocate for building a business that gives you time and freedom, not just financial success, because if we're not designing a life we love, what's the point? And my motto in life is that I work to live, I don't live to work. And that's really important and really important for most of the clients that I work with. And I just really enjoy that, taking a client from the whole concept and strategic approach right through to what they want to achieve in their business, and doing that in a very hybrid and fluid way that is dynamic. It's not a cookie cutter approach that I use. And it's very much tailored to the individual and the business based on what the outcome is that they want to achieve. And I get a lot of joy from that and a lot of joy in watching my clients succeed. So that's sort of what my background and where I've come from. And today I just really focus on that and working not only in group level coaching, but also in one-to-one. And I love the one-on-one particular, because that really gives me the time and gives me the ability to put all of my energy into their business and really get to know their business really well. So that's me in a nutshell.
Fantastic. Well, great introduction. And I want to follow that up with just asking you, because I know there's so many things that you do with the strategy marketing that you do, but you know, we're talking about webinars today, and I know that you do help your clients with that. Why webinars, and why do you recommend them as a way to market yourself?
I think webinars are fantastic because A, they're a lead generation tool, which is really important. B, they actually give you the ability to cross promote and help and build an affiliate sort of partnership with others and referral partnership with others, and see it get you in front of your audience on a live interactive basis. Now, some people say to me, well, what about if I want to do evergreen webinars and automate them? Well, that's fine. You can do that, because we do live in a world where people want instant gratification. And so I do both. But getting in front of people and taking that, what could be a cold audience, through to what will be a warm audience by the, you know, the end of a half an hour, or if it's a masterclass, it may be a longer period of time with you, really helps to build that relationship and connection. And I think in the world that we live today, because we're exposed to so much online, you know, and there's so much AI out there, and don't get me wrong, I love AI, and a lot of what we do is based on AI. I think people have lost, and they're concerned that we've lost the ability to connect with others on a real level. And I think, the, you know, getting people in a room where they can actually engage and interact and get to know you or the presenter as a real person makes a whole lot of difference in the end. And if they're the right client fit for you, then it's going to be, you know, quite easy for you to actually then convert them and make that sale at the end of the day. And I think one of the key things people need to remember with webinars is that if they don't convert today, they may come back in a year's time. And I've had this happen time and time again. People may have been on my webinars or been on my database and been exposed to the content that we're creating. And I hear people say, hey, I've been watching you for a year or 18 months and I'm finally ready to do what I do. So I think they're just a fantastic touch point that, you know, hands down leaves social media for dead any day of the week in my book. So that's why I really focus on webinars.
Yeah, I love everything you just said about webinars. And I have to agree wholeheartedly. I mean, my entire client acquisition is based around webinars, has been for a very long time. And so what I love about it is that you're actually engaging with people, whereas on social media, you're posting content. It's very passive. I mean, even if it is a video, you're not there interacting with them. They're just simply interacting with your content. Whereas a webinar, I get to actually talk to people and engage with them. And there's a direct correlation between the people that I engage with on my webinars and the people that end up in my program. Is that what you're noticing as well with your webinars and with your clients' webinars?
Absolutely. And, you know, it just makes all the difference, because some people may never come in front of you, and there's no other way to get in front of you. For some of my clients, they mightn't do those, you know, we often see those discovery calls and things like that. Some of my clients are very, very busy and they don't want to have their calendars filled with, let's call them tire kickers, if you will. So, you know, webinars are the only way that people can actually get in front of them and get in a room. So they're working really well from that perspective, and people see that as a real opportunity that they're not going to let slip through their hands. So I think if you're in the situation if you're in that churn of actually having a lot of discovery calls or things like that, and they're not converting for you, why aren't they converting? It may be that just webinars will be the thing that will really flip the story for you, because people will be able to finally get in front of you, and you'll be able to stop all those calendar filled calls that you may be doing already.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to ask you a little bit about the people that you're serving. And what you're hearing from them when they approach you. Are they already sold or very interested in hosting a webinar, or are they at an earlier stage where you're recommending webinars to them? Like, what are you hearing from them in terms of their struggle and their question?
Yeah, look, probably the majority of people that I end up talking to about webinars have got a conversion problem with their webinars. They may already be doing webinars, but they're just not working for them. There's something missing in what they're doing. And one of the key things that I find with webinars, it's usually the offer that is missing the point and really resonating with people. But I do, and it was only just yesterday, I had a call with someone who is thinking about doing webinars, and I get clients like that occasionally, and those sort of people are wondering whether they will work for them, because there are so many myths out there about webinars on the web today, which are totally wrong. You know, they are converting, marketers are using them as a great lead generation a new client acquisition tool. And I think some of the key frustrations that I actually see with people are they don't know where to start. They don't know what they don't know. They don't know how to, you know, they're sort of like, okay, I'll throw together a PowerPoint slide and throw it out there and see what happens, you know, get a few leads in, get no one turn up to their webinars. So they're very frustrated in that. So they don't have a strategy around it. So they're not looking at the whole content creation side of things and how they actually get it to market, how they launch it properly and prepare for that launch in a way that allows them to actually build affiliates too, because I'm a big believer and it's one of the things that I very much encourage and I refer my clients to where I have appropriate partners and I will even promote for my clients to my database is actually what other people are doing and building those affiliate relationships, because to me, they are really the cream for your business marketing. You build a couple, even, you know, two or three really good affiliate partnerships where you're cross-promoting and doing things really well. And, you know, it's just going to beat hands down any social media advertising, anything that you can actually be doing, you know, list brokering or anything, because you're getting in front of another person's audience that is already warm and you're being introduced to them. And I call this renting other people's audiences. But of course, all it costs you is a bit of a commission or whatever relationship you have there with the affiliate or the referral partner. So that's one of the key strategies that I actually teach my clients. But the frustration is around usually the conversions and what am I missing and how do I put it all together to make it work?
Yeah, well, you're definitely speaking my language there. I mean, as you know, we specialize in setting up affiliate programs specifically for filling webinars. And you're absolutely right. It is so much easier, I have found, to borrow other people's lists, to borrow their credibility, to have them actually send people to the webinar and us not having to find everyone ourselves. I used to own an ad agency, and I can tell you that spending money on Facebook ads to promote a webinar is a very expensive and not very profitable thing to do. It can be very profitable for other types of offers, but webinars are an interesting thing. I've been doing a webinar now, multiple webinars every single month now for the last 2.5 years, and I've been using webinars for a long time. I would say in recent months, let's say the last year, 80% of the people who register for my webinar come from other people's lists. They come from affiliates that are promoting us. And I always joke with our people that, you know, the easiest part of planning to do a webinar is setting the date, and the hardest part is filling it. And so you definitely teach your people to that they use affiliates. Are there other strategies that you recommend also for filling a webinar?
One of the key areas I focus on is my playground is LinkedIn. I've been in the Facebook world and it's not my world. So I don't really engage in Facebook anymore. LinkedIn is where I play. And so I always set up LinkedIn events as well. And they're great for lead generation. They're really, really good. And it's great content to actually be getting out there and promoting in a very educational way. You know, I think it's really important that when people are thinking about other strategies, number one, use affiliates first would be my recommendation. And secondly, pick one platform that you can do really well where your target market is and concentrate on that when you're first starting out. Because I think one of the big mistakes that people often make is trying to service every social media platform out there. And it's just not worth the hassle. You haven't got the time or the bandwidth or the revenue generally to do that, the marketing budget. And I'll just give you an example here, Chuck, with the power of affiliate marketing and just connecting and building those real relationships with your affiliate partners. And I know I'm talking a lot in your world at the moment around that. I just the other day introduced one of my clients to two potential affiliate partners, and the relationship is going really well so far. And one of them, she's in a very highly specialized niche. She focuses in on crypto mindset. She's a psychologist. And one of her partners alone who wants to even do a cross-promotional webinar with her has a list of 40,000 people. Now, how long would it take anyone to build a list, a warm audience of 40,000 people? That is the sort of thing you will never achieve in a short period of time to really power up the webinar. your registrations and your turn up rates via the means. So definitely the affiliate marketing to start with.
Absolutely. And if just a small percentage of those 40,000, you know, open the promotional email, click the link and register for the webinar, you're still doing very, very, very well. And it can, a lot of cases, fill your webinar with just a single email. And we've seen that time and time again. So much easier to have someone else email their lists than it is to continually just focus on your own. And so many people that we work with, when they come to us, have small lists. What are you finding there as well? Are they kind of at that stage where their own list isn't really big enough to fill their webinars just on their own?
Yeah, generally I would say that. Some of my clients have no list. So we have to get really creative in what we do. And that's where we're really focusing on the affiliate marketing. And there's ways that you can actually position that for people. You just need to ask the question, and you don't have, you know, you shouldn't be scared of being an imposter and not having a small, you know, not having a list or a very small list. But one of the key things that I do look at with my clients, where no matter what the size of the list is, you know, if you've got, you know, 1,000 people on your list, or you've got, you know, 30,000 people on your list, how warm is that list? What's your open rate like? What's your click-through rate like? Do we have to warm up that audience? Do we have to have a look at what's happening with that actual database and actually get it geared up before we start remarketing to them? Because that's really important, because I've seen examples with my clients where they've had huge lists, but their open rates are not good. Their click-through rates are really below what you would expect. And they're just not serving their database in the way that they should be serving them. And you look at, you know, how long since someone's opened, things like that. So there's a little bit more that needs to happen behind the scenes when it comes to that as well. So I think making sure you really know what's happening with your list and the content that you're serving up to your list is actually what they're looking for. And one of the key things that we do with our clients in our webinar program too, when we first start out and we're looking at strategy, if they're not converting and they're not getting high registration or turn up rates, we actually do some market research with their database and their social media connections as well, and just see what comes back through that, because sometimes what they're serving up is not what the audience is wanting to be served.
Do you have any examples or stories of times where that had really helped you to dial an offer in?
Yeah, I'll give you an example.
Totally makes sense. Give me 1 second here. I'm just having a little tech issue. This will get edited out. Oops, just doing the little backup. We've got redundancy when it comes to recording. So, okay. All right. Well, that's great. There's so much to unpack when it comes to webinars. I mean, the questions that we always hear are ones around writing the webinar, recording the webinar, and obviously filling the webinar. So for those of us that are of our audience that is listening in right now, either they're going to do a webinar for the very first time, or maybe they've given up on webinars, or they want to try again and make it work this time. What are some of the steps? What are some of the things that you recommend as next steps for them? Yeah, it doesn't have to be take a long time, as long as, I think you mentioned this and I just want to highlight it, is really knowing your audience and really understanding their struggle and what their desired outcome is. And I think if you're going to spend any time doing the research, that's really where you want to do it, is understanding your audience at a very, very deep level. And I think so many people make the mistake, and I know I made this very early on. I didn't realize the power of the story. I didn't realize the power of speaking from our audience's point of view. So, and I've been on so many webinars, and it's kind of painful to watch now, where they're only speaking from their own point of view. You know, here's my system for doing XYZ, and, you know, here's my credentials, and here's my recommendations. And, you know, what I don't hear in there is that real deep understanding of the audience, who is there, because they are there to gain information that's going to help them make their lives better, to help solve problems and to help get to the next level. And do you notice that as well? I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Really well said. Nairi, I want to give people an opportunity to connect with you. I mean, we've talked a lot about webinars today, but at the same time, we've only scratched the surface, right? There's definitely some work that goes into this, but you know, with somebody like you guiding them through, I think it definitely is easier. Do you have, where's the best place for people to start their journey with you? Do you have maybe a webinar, a free gift, or something that you offer? And we'll make sure that all your links are beneath the video here so that they can connect with you. Imagine that, a webinar on a podcast where we've talked about the power of webinars. Seems like a great idea to me. Well, if you're listening to this on video, look just beneath the video. You're going to see the links there. And if you're listening to this on a podcast, just open up your phone and in the podcast show notes of whatever player you're using to listen to this, all of Nairi's links are there as well. This has been amazing and we're almost out of time, but thank you very much for all of this. And like I said, I think we could probably talk all day long about webinars and we could dive really deep into various aspects of it. But I'm already sold on webinars and I'm happy to recommend resources that are going to help people make better webinars. And when you need help getting affiliates to promote them, come to us. We'll help you find them. And so now, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you, because so many of us as business owners, I always say with my audience that our business does not grow beyond the extent that we do. So we have to grow ourselves in order to grow our business. And I'm a big fan of personal growth, and I get a lot of that from books. So while you're here, I just wanted to find out if you have a favorite book that has helped you along your journey, whether it be business or personal or whatever, and that you maybe you've read recently or it's just been most impactful for you, that you would recommend to people as a must read or a next read. Brilliant recommendation. I've read that book twice, and I think now that you've brought it up, I might have to read it a third time, because there's always another level, right? And that's one of the things that I got from that book is, you know, you're up against your upper limit, then you become aware of it, you make some changes, now you have a new upper limit. And so it's important to check in with that periodically and see where we're at and, you know, make those changes, especially if we feel like as business owners, we're only getting to that certain place, but no further. And so that might be an indicator that this would be a good book to read as well. So I'll put the links there and we'll add that to our learning library. And I appreciate the recommendation and sharing. So, well, we've covered a lot of ground today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do you have any final words of advice or words of wisdom for our audience as we leave them today? I love that. Great words to end this episode by, Nairi. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything that you shared with us today. And for with our audience, I'm grateful for you as well. And I'm glad that you're here. Make sure that this time means something and is time well spent. Take an action step towards something that you've maybe been putting off. And, you know, on the subject of webinars, maybe it's time to schedule another webinar. If it's your first one, go do your first one. They only get easier from there. If you tried them before and they didn't work, then you might just be one collaboration away from making it work. Reach out to Nairi. Reach out to me. Start getting affiliates to promote whatever the problem was, whether it be your content or filling it or whatever it is. There's no obstacle too big to be overcome. And you're looking at two people here who are using webinars regularly and quite successfully. So there's that. And remember, again, your big impact journey is worth it. The world needs the thing that you do the best. And so the only way to fail is to quit. So keep moving forward and we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.